Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Qaf. Primarily, there's just one narrative in this regard. However, it has been cited with two different chains of narration, and one of them is found in Al-Wasid, which is Wahidi's Tafsir, and the other one is in Salwi's Tafsir. Both of these narratives have been narrated by Ubay ibn Ka'ab from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As far as the text of this narrative is concerned, which is found in Al-Wasit, it reads thus: Man qara'a surat Qaf hawwanallahu alayhi taratil maut wa sakaratihi, which means that a person who recites Surah Qaf, the Almighty will grant him relief at the time of death. Of course, the pangs of death and the pains of death which a person goes through at the time that his soul is being claimed by the angels. The narrative says that the Almighty will give him relief in this regard. Now, as far as this narrative is concerned, which is found in Al-Wasit, Hafiz ibn Hajar has said that it is absolutely concocted and fabricated. It has absolutely no basis. And perhaps the reason for this is that it has two very weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, who is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim. And the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Hafiz Mizzi has the following comments from various Rijal authorities, which has recorded in his celebrated book on Rijal, Tehzibul Kamal. So, thus, for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in says about Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini that he is laysa bishay. Another opinion that Yahya has about him is that Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Mosli says that he is laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he is ghayru siqa. Now, Abu Zurra and Imam Abu Hatim say that he is Zaif. And Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash regard him to be Matruk. Another opinion of Imam Nasai about him is that he is Laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu Qasim al-Bughvi says, Zaiful hadith jiddan. And Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Khirash also says that he is a Kazab, that he is a great liar. So perhaps on the basis of this information, Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded this narrative to be absolutely concocted. Now, as far as the other narrative is concerned, of course, which is the same, has the same text but has a different chain of narration and is found in Salwi's Tafsir, that too is unreliable because of the existence of Asim bin Bahtala in it. And all our Rijal authorities are absolutely agreed on the fact that he had a very weak memory and it could not be relied upon. So therefore, a narrative in which he is the only person And there is no other narrative which supports what is being said in the narrative, which contains Asim bin Bahtala, then of course that narrative cannot be relied upon. And we know that there is no other narrative which can corroborate this narrative, because the other narrative which I just narrated before you, it itself is concocted and fabricated. So therefore, this also cannot be relied upon. So in a nutshell, we can say that both these chains of narration are extremely weak and cannot be relied upon, and we have to totally disregard these narratives because they have absolutely no inscription which can be established to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, as far as reaping the blessings of a surah is concerned, the best way to go about it is to have a living relationship with that surah. And that can only be achieved if we reflect on its meanings, if we understand that surah, if we understand the message it has for us, and if we communicate this message to others. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات